When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? You're listening to another episode of Loud About Nothing. It's me, your boy, the hottest dude in the podcast game, Sebastian Canelli. And as always, per usual, we got the cute boy here himself, Robbie Boy. Robbie, say hello to beautiful people.
What's up, beautiful people? I did the intro to myself one day. To remember, see if I still remembered it. We haven't done this for 2 weeks.
You don't even do 10 days in the intro.
I know, but I thought I was thinking of it.
You
I
were
was
worried.
Like, what's up, everybody? You're listening to another episode.
You were worried?
No, yeah, I was trying to remember it. And I was just saying it to myself.
Here we go.
Which I hope
same
if anyone
nonsense.
Sees me.
Back to the same old nonsense, people.
If people see me walking around the streets with my Loud About Nothing beanie. Doing the intro that I don't even say. People think I'm out of my mind.
Yeah, I think people listening will think that too.
I forget that the largest place where people listen is Brooklyn.
So what is that?
There's the highest probability of someone that listens to the podcast seeing me in public.
In Brooklyn?
In
the
Brooklyn,
place that
where
live?
I live, yeah.
Yeah, I would say
Well,
one.
Not all podcasts are that.
No, but.
A lot, I guess.
A lot, I would say, probably.
You're right.
Here we go. Guys, we took a week off and it didn't help anything.
Help anything with what?
Robbie's still in his thoughts. He's still over here. He goes, oh, I hope I remember the part I don't do.
Yeah.
This is nice.
And as always, per usual, it's a catchy intro, I guess.
We're moving on.
All right. How are you? We haven't done this in 2 weeks.
How am I?
This is the longest break we've ever taken.
Thank God.
By a long shot.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, we deserved it.
Thank you. Everyone deserves a break.
Everyone deserves a break.
And we needed a break.
We did 323 episodes.
It wasn't even that long. It went by so fast.
It was 2 weeks, yeah. It did go by fast.
It went by so fast.
Yeah.
I feel bad for people that have jobs that they absolutely hate.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
To have a job that you are like, New Year's Day must be the worst day ever to know that you have to go back to work the next day.
Yeah.
That must be, imagine working on New Year's Day.
Some people do.
Oh God, I'm thinking of you.
Yeah, to get the whole 10 days off.
Yeah.
And then have to go back.
I remember the anxiety going back before school.
And school's fun.
Not for everyone. Remember.
Not for everyone.
But that just being like, oh, back to like reality.
Yes.
That was a tough little moment.
I was like, I need structure again. I was ready for this to come back.
You were.
Yeah.
I know. You were telling me that you're lying in bed all day, hanging out.
Yeah.
Just looking at your phone till 4 o'clock.
Not doing well. So this has been good.
This
will be good.
Nice. Well, Happy New Year's, everyone. I hope everyone had a beautiful holiday season. We send our love from Loud About Nothing to all the people out there.
Yes, we do.
I want to say this.
What do you want to say?
There's a phrase that I think should absolutely be removed from everyone's vocabulary because of how toxic it is. New year, new me.
Okay.
Is one of the most toxic phrases I've ever heard. It's saying, I hated me so much. Don't worry. That me's gone. Don't worry at all. I destroyed that version of myself. Don't you fear, people. The old me's fucking dead. And you know who's here?
Old me's dead and gone.
It's a new me.
Yeah.
It's a brand new. Don't worry. Oh, I swear. It's January 1st. I swear I'm not the same person. I killed that motherfucker in his sleep, okay? I killed him. Every habit that he had, I destroyed and made him die. Do not fear, people. I hated me as much as you hated me. And January 1st is here, and we don't need to be scared anymore of me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not me anymore. It's new me. New year, new me.
I mean, yeah, but it's like maybe you do a few tweaks, but I kind of like the old you. We were friends.
100%.
I may have a small note here or there, but like the old you was pretty cool. Like we were good.
Not at all.
No,
I took him out of the sleep.
Whole new one. I'm like, what is going to be so new?
I'm
just going to start
came.
Pulling out cocaine at the event. Like, what is going on? What is the new you going to do?
You talking about me?
No, personally? Just people in general.
Oh, yeah, I know. Completely. It's also this idea of that the old me was so bad.
I know.
That don't worry, that you don't need to be scared of that man anymore. Yeah. Do not worry. Yeah. The old me was so bad that I completely, Etch-A-Sketch, shook the whole fucking thing to start over.
New storyline.
Do not worry, people. We were writing in ink, but it was erasable ink, okay? We're flipping that shit around. We're erasing it all, and we're starting from scratch.
There's also only so much you could really change.
Yeah. It's stupid.
But people... You're
it's
doing a 180.
Stupid.
That's scary. Somebody that's like, I'm going to do a complete 180.
Yeah.
That's scary. You probably won't be their friend anymore.
They don't
if
want
your friend
you.
Goes, 2024 is going to be a whole new me.
That's bad.
Yeah.
No, I also think it's built for us to hate ourselves, so we buy shit.
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's the most commercial thing ever.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
It's like always,
you need to fix the old you.
I mean, I once, when I was younger, did this experiment where I took commercials and I cut the products out the commercials. And all a commercial is just stating a problem that everyone has.
You did this?
Yeah, I was an artsy guy for a moment. I was also did drugs.
This sounds like a marketing project. sounds like an assignment of business school.
I was just like, I mean, I'm weird.
What do you mean?
I'm
you cut you down? How did you do that?
I just downloaded
mentally?
A bunch of YouTube videos.
Oh, really? And like, then you cut them out.
I just cut out the products. It
and
would
you
just
made
be
like a
you
short film?
No, I just kind of looked at it. It was an experiment I did with myself.
I like this. It was very insightful.
I'm insightful.
You are. I know. You always surprise me.
But, and all the products are like, do you have pimples? Is it hard to look in the mirror? And imagine there was no like.
Yes.
Clearasil. Well, you know?
Yes.
So I think this new you year, new me thing is just literally made for people to hate themselves.
Yeah, that for sure is something that exists in marketing.
I wonder who makes you hate yourself the most. It's a big battle, in my opinion. It's definitely a battle between bullies, your parents, television commercials.
And all feeding into yourself.
I mean, it all just makes you hate yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, marketing, they want to sell you something they need you to fix. I think there was like a big thing,
they
the spin cycle.
Love.
That's how they taught selling for a long time. It was just like there's one way to sell things and you identify a problem and you provide a solution.
That's what it is. And and people, the lower they could get you, the more you need the product. We have to remember that.
Yeah. And this is a nice excuse to be like, hey, you need to change.
Yeah. This is 100%. New year, new me. The amount of advertising I'm getting about certain stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah, and everything says new year, new me, or new you.
It's like build on yourself, maybe. Set goals. It's a good time to check in. But I thought I was pretty awesome, 2023. Not awesome. I make mistakes, but it's like you make a mistake, you got to correct that in the moment.
We live a different life, Robbie.
Yeah, we do.
That we do. I'd be getting, well, first shout-outs.
Mike Wazowski.
Mike Wazowski mug.
Mike King.
Mike Wazowski mug. Don't worry, people. I paid for Disney Plus. I bought Disney Plus, and it has commercials.
That's insane.
I pay for
all this
streaming.
Shit having commercials is insane.
I pay for streaming with commercials.
That's pain.
I'm nauseous.
Yeah.
I'm nauseous with late stage capitalism.
Yeah, I'm nauseous with late stage capitalism too.
What makes me nauseous? Did you eat something bad? No. Late stage capitalism.
Making me pay.
I pay for Hulu and Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And I still have to watch a commercial for gout medication.
During Monsters, Inc. Monsters, Inc. wasn't made to have commercials in it.
It was not.
No.
Nothing took me out of watching my holiday movies more than just a cut to some depression medication.
I know. That's tough. They shouldn't be allowed to sell that on Disney Plus.
They
get
shouldn't.
It out of there.
But they know who they're selling to. You know who else knows who they're selling to, Robbie?
What?
It's that time. It is the season.
What's the season?
It's the season where I get random DMs from people that are personal trainers trying to sell me packages.
Which is so insane.
It's so, I mean, at this point, it's funny.
Funny.
But I just want to go, I just can't imagine these personal trainers or like people with like these programs to lose weights or have food. I just want to say this. Losing weight has never been on my resolution goals for years and years and years.
Okay.
Because it's something I will, one, if I want to do, I do that for me. I'm never going to make it a January 1st sort of situation.
Yes.
Right? Because that doesn't work.
No, that's what I was going to say. To do something fucked up in June or whatever and then be like, new year, new me. I'll table that to January 1st. It's like, people should be fixing themselves in the moment. Something happens. It's like, I don't like that about myself. Let's check in.
Sure.
We need to check in more than once a year.
1,000%.
Ideally, once a week, we check in. What are the behaviors of the week? What do we like? What do we not like? How do we move into next week?
You would love my new calendar.
That's kind of a vibe of it?
All I am is a person that writes now.
Really?
After I said that.
Writing, handwritten things.
Yeah.
I like that.
After I said that thing, remember a few weeks ago I said that thing about like, I made you do the math problem. When I go, what's 8 plus 9?
Okay, vaguely.
What's 8 plus 9?
17.
And what's 2,042 divided by 117?
Can't do it as fast.
Great. So for that, how would you be able to do it?
On my phone.
Great. Well, with pen and paper, right?
Oh, I could do it with pen and paper.
Yeah, you need to write it down.
Yes.
So why for the most complex problems that we have in our life do we not take to pen and paper?
Oh, I like that.
So I can't believe you don't remember me saying this.
Okay, no.
So after I thought about that, I was like, oh, I want to start writing more stuff down.
That's good.
So
you're journaling?
I journaled this morning.
Oh, that's great.
Journaled this morning. You know, I read a little excerpt.
Okay.
And then I did a little journaling, a meditation about it.
That's great.
You know, it was about learning and wanting to learn.
I love this. Yeah. I love learning. I'm happier when I'm learning.
I think that's great. I think most people are.
Yes. That's so, why I'm back doing my learning. I have 2 learning sessions a week.
And so,
anyways, yeah, we're talking about these trainers.
Well, I have this new calendar that you love because it goes week by week.
That's good. And you have to reflect
to-do lists, and you give a brief like reflection.
That's good
about like different categories in your life.
And this is outside of the journaling.
This is outside.
I
got 3 books on the daily.
That's good.
One that's a daily quotes that you read, and they give you like it's a page long.
And you write a little something about it.
And then another book where you write about that.
Okay.
And then this third thing where you just make a to-do list and knocking it off.
That's great.
Yeah. I just need to. There's a couple things I'm like, oh, I want to get a little more organized in that nature. So I'm doing that.
There was a time last year where I had 3 books. I bought 5 or 6 of these like little purple binders. Have you seen them? My little purple books?
No.
And I felt like, I'm like, what am I doing? I'm just adding another book. I'm like, all right, I'm going to keep this one and this one, this one and this one. I have 4 books now that I was like organizing my little writings. And I'm like, I think I'm doing nothing. But
maybe.
It's good that you're staying on
these
top of it.
These are very organized.
Yeah, they are.
Mine
was open-ended.
I feel like right now you and I are in a competition.
Why?
Who's got the better pimple?
I got some. We definitely both have some pimples.
Yeah.
I woke up with multiple pimples. That's how you know it's time to get back. I'm stressed.
That's how you know you're eating shitty. That's how you know that you're drinking a little bit, you know?
I've been on a 1 month just eating and drinking and sulking.
My mom gave Robbie cookies.
Yes.
And within, I guess, how long till I texted you about the cookies? 3 hours, not even?
No, a day.
A day. My mom calls me. My mom made a tray of cookies for Robbie. And my mom, after a day, my mom calls me. She goes, I go, hello? She goes, Sebastian, were the cookies no good?
She's right. I should have said something earlier. They were great, too. I ate.
She goes, were the cookies no good? Did Robbie not like the cookies? I go, no, why? I don't know. I gave him the cookies. I'm sure he loved it. He goes, oh, because I haven't heard from him.
I don't have her number. I should get her number.
That's so funny to me.
That is really funny. She's right.
She instantly
I was wrong.
She instantly made herself the martyr.
She was right.
Were the cookies
she gave
good?
Me a present and I didn't say thank you.
She was embarrassed. She was worried that she gave you bad cookies and you didn't know what to say.
They weren't bad.
She was at home.
They were incredible. I ate them pretty much in one day.
And then she said this, because I give you two different trays. Yeah. One was like my sister's, my aunt's, and my other sister. And she was like, he knew which tray was mine, right?
Yes.
She was very.
I think she still takes the cake, too, by a healthy margin.
By a healthy margin.
Yeah, I would say.
Woo, dog it.
Her cookies are incredible.
But that
just
was
also
so fun.
More of what I like. She's, yeah, top notch.
Top notch. So it's a season where.
Yeah, these guys are sliding in your DMs.
I get these DMs and women too.
Okay, personal trainers.
Personal trainers. And I get excited. I go, oh, wow, she's a piece. I'm kidding. No, I'm not.
No, you're not fully kidding.
Not 100%. So.
It's just a wild concept to be like, first of all, they think they're doing like good work.
No, they don't think they're doing good work.
Like, not good work as in like, right? Like, they think they're doing like a good job at their job. Well, like, I got a list of clients that are my potential maybes, and then I'm going to hit him up on this day.
I
and, like,
just wonder.
It's just like their whole approach to it is like, I'm doing a job, and like, this is my fucking.
I just wonder, are they home typing in random names? Because they don't follow me.
They don't
so
follow
me. So are they just typing
That's
random names?
How are you
names
getting on their watch list?
Are they typing random names into the search bar on Instagram going, skinny, kind of fat.
I don't know. I don't know. That's like the process of finding potential clients is like, all right, I have to do work today. And they finish the day and they're like, I DM'd 50 people. I did a good job.
I DM'd 50 people.
Yeah. Like I was productive. Yeah. You're contributing to them. It's wild.
Yeah.
Like, they put you on a list and they're like, all right, January, this day I'm going to reach out. And then I reach out. And then it's like, I have to follow up 3 days after. It's just like, these people could not be more away from like reality.
That's my, what was Moby Dick's? That was my white whale or whatever. I got a list of white whales, sweetie.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to catch them all.
But. Interesting. They must help them to do this. I don't know. Somebody must be like, this is how you get clients.
People must get.
Because if multiple people are doing it, that's wild.
I'll tell you this. As a person overweight in society, there are moments that you're just like, I'll do anything. I told you when I was a little kid, I used to have fantasy dreams that me and my friend Steven Panarisi used to switch bodies. We would Freaky Friday, and he would lose the weight for me.
He would do it, and then you would switch back.
Yeah. This is where I was at.
Interesting.
So I was
not great.
As a child, I was already open to the idea of magic.
Yeah.
To do it.
Okay.
So
somebody comes along and sells you something, you could be susceptible.
It's a step up from a Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
What are we talking here? I would love to make a Freaky Friday where someone goes into my fat body. I go, get to work, bitch. Chop, chop. Oh, just so you have it, my diet started yesterday.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, kind of. Not too funny. Yeah, it's kind of funny. And then if he doesn't lose the weight, I go, I'm not going back to the fountain. I refuse to go back to the fountain unless you're down 50.
We gotta switch. Yeah. You're staying there. Yeah.
You want? I'm doing the big presentation unless you're down 50, babes. That's what I'm saying. But it is this moment. It's just so funny to me that they're just out here. They're doing their hard work. This is their business. This is their tax season. This is personal trainer's
tax
season.
Yes, absolutely.
They go, now's the time. If I don't have a good month in January as a personal trainer, I stink.
I'm done for the year. Yeah,
I stink.
You really got to get. You want to get for the year, ideally, too.
Right now.
Yes, all your sessions.
Because Beachbod, because that's the next thing is Beachbod. You get Jan 1st and then you go, okay. Then April.
Yeah, around April you could get, exactly.
You start doing Beachbod.
6 weeks out to Memorial Day.
If you don't get them in January, in February, you're down in the dumps.
Yes.
Unless you start being real toxic.
And?
Alone, single, Valentine's Day.
Oh. Going for the Valentine's Day. Yeah. Next year you don't want to be single.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they're always trying to find a way in.
Always. And this is my new year, new me idea.
Yeah.
That people just want to destroy you, so you buy their products.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah, I'm not.
No,
I'm
not at all.
I mean, you don't got to tell me. I did two meditations, and look at me. I'm fucking enlightened.
Yeah, I like it. This is good. You're acknowledging external factors that exist to make you feel shitty about yourself.
Because this is part of my readings.
This is good. I don't think you put a lot of things on yourself.
I do.
So to be like, oh, wait, there's bazillions of dollars going into making me feel shitty.
There's
constantly.
So much money.
Yes.
The industry.
So many industries. Everything is just kind of in design to make you feel shitty.
There's literally people out there that get so much joy to make me feel smaller.
Yeah.
They just, that's all they want.
They have huge houses.
They're in their mansions going.
They have private jets.
How can we make Sebastian hate himself more today?
Yes, absolutely.
What can we do to make the people hate themselves more? I don't know.
Every single day, that's what they do. They wake up.
And I can't.
They want another boat.
Yeah, and I you know what?
You don't want to give them a boat this year.
Get it from someone else.
Let's go,
get
baby.
Get it from someone else.
Somebody else is buying you this boat.
I don't need to buy products to be better.
No.
Not at all.
None of that.
I have everything I need.
I agree.
I got a bike. I got a gym membership. I could get great food. I got a PS5. I love jerking off.
You got a lot.
What are we talking here?
I reached a point where I'm like, I didn't need anything, and I felt very happy. The happier I am, the less I need to buy shit.
I told you before, Jack, I was like, I got to pay my credit card off, but
yes.
I'm like, I'm doing nothing. I'm gonna go. I'm only doing shit I'm getting paid for.
That's good.
You
want to see Sebastian Canelli? Pay him. You want to get dinner with me? $200.
No,
and
I'm not,
you pick
no,
up the tab.
No. I just mean like
appearance fees. I love it.
I got everything I need. There's no reason for me to go out gallivanting or do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I got my core.
That's good.
God,
this is good. This is all great talk that I like to hear from you, Mr. Sebastian. I think that's great.
Yeah, of course. Oh, I want to say this.
Okay.
I want to say this. Please, people out there, this is a very hard time for some people out there.
Okay.
And I want to send my thoughts and prayers for a certain group of people. People whose birthday are from January 2nd to the middle of January. Thoughts and prayers, because that's the most difficult time in the entire year to have a birthday. Nobody's going to come to your party unless they're your best friend or an alcoholic.
I mean, you're 100% right.
Nobody wants to go to Korean barbecue with you unless they truly, deeply love you and they're like, I have to do this, or they're addicted to Korean barbecue. Yeah. This is the hardest time to be like, hey guys, I know that we all got these big plans of how we're going to be better, but turning 28.
I know I just did a whole month of eating and drinking straight. I know you're trying to get on the right track, and it's also freezing.
I know everyone just spent a lot of money on the holidays, yeah. And now we're all just trying to like hibernate and take care of ourselves for a little bit, but my 32nd birthday's around the corner. I was hoping to do a booze cruise.
It's only $49.
Listen to me.
And it's 4 hours open bar. It's really a good deal.
Bar. Don't worry. Oh, you're not drinking? Don't worry. You can pay for the open bar and not drink.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just want to say I'm thinking of you in this time. And I'm thinking of you every year. Your life stinks.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It is definitely hard.
But also recognize the people that show up.
Yes.
Because those are the people that truly love you. Those are the people that feel for you.
I think you also, it's a special kind of person that has that birthday in that time period. They're okay with not a lot of attention. I think I've
what sign is
I
that?
I have a lot of, I don't know.
What sign is,
what sign
I
is
thought that? You were sluttier.
No, I'm not. I wish I was, Sebastian.
I thought you were sluttier than that. I thought that I could turn to you and you tell
no,
me the signs.
I have no idea.
Damn. I didn't realize I did
early
a podcast with
January the zodiac sign. Because I had a lot of friends.
Nice.
Capricorn.
Tough time of year.
Yeah, there must be resilient or zen people.
Or furious.
Furious.
It's a tough time. No one's drinking. Everyone does dry Jan.
Now, more than ever.
I think that's a great thing, actually.
What? Dry January? Me too.
I think it's
I need
great.
To do it.
I think it's great to normalize taking breaks from alcohol.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know who's behind it. I don't know if it's Big Sugar. Because someone has to be behind it.
Dry January?
Yeah.
It must have been a health trend at some point.
I mean, it must
have been. Has a nice ring to it.
It must have been like Mrs. Anheuser caught Bud cheating. Some shit.
Okay.
And she's like, fuck you. I'm doing a dry January. And he goes, no pussy? And she goes, even worse, no alcohol.
And I'm going to get everybody on board.
And no one's going to give you alcohol.
Get in here. Exactly.
Yeah.
Bring the bottom line down.
I think it's a great thing for society.
Me too. I used to do it a lot. And then I started going on vacation in January. And then I stopped doing it.
And you're going to go on vacay this year?
Yeah. Not for 2 days. So, to visit my sister. So, I don't even, if she wanted to continue dry January, she doesn't need to drink a lot.
No.
We could do it there too.
Only if you want. No pressure.
I want to get off the weed a little too.
That's great.
That's been harder for me to leave. I used to do 1 month every year. From the year I graduated college, I think 2023 is the first year I didn't do a full month. No drinking.
Really?
Yeah.
You should do it.
I took little breaks, but I don't think I ever did a full month.
I do it.
Yeah, it's good.
I do it a couple times during the year.
It is nice.
I'm also getting older. I'm like totally fine with not drinking.
It is. Yeah.
I drank on New Year's one glass of champagne, a half a glass of champagne.
I drank too much. I blacked out. Embarrassing. I'll talk about that later.
There we go.
If we subscribe to the Patreon.
Oh my God.
I'll talk about me blacking out on
New
Year's Eve.
Don't make promises you can't.
No, I will keep. I'll keep.
You'll keep? All right.
I'll keep that promise.
You know it's bad because if you look at his body language, I'm no expert, but the kid almost went inside a shell.
I did almost go inside a shell. I need to go inside a shell. That's what needs to happen. After my New Year's Eve performance, I need to go inside a shell.
That's okay, Robbie. Don't stress about it.
No, I'm not stressed.
But I was having fun. I was up late. I stayed up late. I was watching Netflix on New Year's. I mean, I was just coughing.
Yeah.
So I just want to send love out for those people that are having that birthday. I think it's important to recognize those tough moments.
My roommate, January, he's in that range. I don't need to say his birthday. Yeah.
Don't say his birthday.
He's in that range. Tough. He knows it's tough.
Are you going to go out for his birthday?
I think he's going to have people over, watch a movie.
Watch a movie?
Yeah.
What movie? What movie do you watch?
I don't know.
Birthday?
He's like, he likes a movie.
What movie do you watch for your birthday?
I don't know. He's an actor.
I mean,
likes
I guess
movies.
I guess I would watch like
actors like movies.
On my birthday, it wouldn't be like everyone come over and let's watch a new movie. I would say let's go to the movies.
Okay. Yeah.
I wouldn't be like let's
go to the movies is probably a better option.
If we're going,
I have a nice TV. I don't know.
If we're coming to my house,
yeah,
to watch a movie. I would pick like a one I know that's gonna crush.
Oh yeah.
I'm picking.
You
a
gotta
movie.
Pick a good one.
And I'm doing like a theme.
I love a theme movie.
I'm
party.
I'm making little snacks based on the movie.
Same. I love a little theme movie party.
Yeah, so I hope he's doing that.
Yeah, we'll see.
I hope he's not just gonna watch Ferrari.
You saw Ferrari?
Terrible.
You didn't like it.
A disgraciad.
To Italians.
No, not really.
Okay.
I mean, their accents were horrible.
I didn't know that was Adam Driver for the first few seconds of the trailer.
Neither did I. Someone told me, they're like, oh, it's, who's the woman in it?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Ah, damn.
But I've been seeing a lot of movies and I like them.
I went to the movies. I didn't realize I hit the heat on the movie on the side. Have you ever been to the movies where they could, it's a heated seat?
No. You didn't know you hit it?
My back was covered in sweat.
You're like, what the fuck is going on?
I thought the electrical currents were going to explode.
That would stress me out. If you didn't know it's a heated seat and it just starts heating up.
And all I could think about is you passing out at the movies. And I go, here we go. We're fucking cursed.
Yeah, you're going to pass out.
Not even pass out. My back's going to go on fire.
Explode.
it's like
and Robbie can't get a break.
Final Destination, but the movie theater. You and I can't enjoy a little cinema. I was like, here we go. I sat on the chair, somehow it broke, and now the electrical currents are heating up inside.
The movie is sending me, zapping me.
I felt like I was in a Bugs Life 4D experience. Yeah.
I guess that's what it's for. Those theaters can be like switched to 4D or something like that.
No, this was just a heated
seat. It was just a heated seat theater. It's not like sometimes we do the little vibrations.
No, there was a button. When I got up, I saw it. There was a button. It was red, orange, or white.
Damn.
It was on red. The person I was with touched it and like, it's so hot and sweaty.
You must have been struggling. But was it the whole movie it was on?
The entire movie.
That's horrible.
And like an idiot, I got a medium soda.
Yeah, I don't know.
What am I doing? Who am I trying to pretend I am?
I don't, yeah.
Who am I trying to? Why?
Because it's like 90 cents more to just get the large.
Who am I protecting getting a medium soda?
Maybe if you're like, I'm going to love this movie so much, I don't want to have to go to the bathroom. That's the only thing I could think.
I mean, I love, I'll tell you this. Soda always beats movie.
Yeah.
It really, it has to be.
There's no movie better than a soda.
There's.
Especially at the movies.
I could be in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And soda still beats movie.
Yes.
Yeah, I couldn't. I don't know what, who I'm trying to pretend I am. I got to the counter. I said medium.
Yeah. Medium popcorn?
No popcorn.
No popcorn? Just the soda? Oh, yeah. You got to go large.
Large soda.
Because then it's a free refill, too, right? If you get the large. It used to be that.
I'm a moron.
It's all right.
Take it out.
Drinking man. A medium soda with a sweaty back.
It's fine. It's fine. We all take L's, you know?
Yeah.
Went to the
I take
year.
L's.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? We are very excited to have our sponsors back with us, Sunset Lake CBD. You know them. You love them. They have so many great products over there. We are excited to be working with them again. Sunset Lake is a great brand. If you want to check out some CBD, they have so many great products from I just used some of the body lotion right before the episode, and the whole room instantly smelled like mentholy, right?
Yeah, it smells good. The lotion's nice.
It's so powerful, that beautiful smell. You gonna use some now?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm smelling it.
I almost thought you were gonna put it in your nose.
No.
It's like, it's like that thing. Smell your hand and you're a loser. You have some on your nose, bro. Wipe your face. Sunset Lake has so many great products. Check out, they have oils, they got lotions, they got those Good Vibe gummies. If you're really looking to chill, they're really good, very, very mild for people that aren't experienced in partaking in extracurricular activities, which I really enjoy. Also, if you use the promo code LOUD, 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 you get 20% off your entire purchase. So if you're looking for some sleep gummies, if you're looking for some lotion, some rub for some sore muscles, or just getting a little funky with those good vibes, use the promo code LOUD at Sunset Lake CBD to get 20% off your entire purchase. Beautiful. All right, back to the show.
I have a question.
What?
As an actor, do you feel that watching movies is you're doing like a little work?
No.
I think some actors feel like that.
Yeah.
It's like that's doing work, watching movies.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I'm never consider myself an actor.
You don't consider yourself an actor?
I mean, am I tremendous at it? Yes.
Yeah, I would say you're a good actor.
But do I sound like myself when I talk in a? Do I sound like myself? Or my voice sound different?
In what?
I don't know.
When you act in things?
Yeah.
I think you sound the same. I mean, you have to like.
That's important.
Do a character.
Yeah, yeah.
To
yeah.
some level.
I hate people when you see them act and they're like.
Doing a whole thing?
Yeah.
It cringes you out. It's hard. It's painful.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
you want
God.
Them to seem natural. I mean, you get a lot of experience with improv stuff.
But play to watch them in a play is easier than to watch someone like on a TV show.
Oh, yeah, because play, you kind of have to do a little bit of a voice because you need to project.
That's fine.
To like a degree that is not normal.
But then all of a sudden you talk on like to see them in a TV show. You're like, who is this?
Yeah.
Who's this pretend person that you're?
Well, that's what they're supposed to create, a new character. They're supposed to, like, some people do lisp like coaches, but then sometimes they don't sound like a human.
That was your first example, lisps? How many TV shows are you watching?
No, I'm thinking of Leo. Leo created, like, this character for Killers of the Flower Moon, where he has, like, an Oklahoma accent with a tiny lisp, and, like, I feel like Leo is always playing with the way he talks.
We can't be comparing
Leo. But even Leo, I'm like, oh, this is interesting. I don't know if I love it. I don't hate it, but anyone else I knew did the same exact thing.
Oof.
I wouldn't even be. I would be like, this is too much for me.
This is why I've said it's a blessing we don't know Leo.
Yes.
It's a blessing not to know actors.
Yes, I agree. Because if you know him, then it would be more corny.
I mean, think of.
And I'm like, what are you doing with the whole thing?
Timothy Chalamet is.
He is corny. I think he's corny.
I think, oh, God.
Is that rude?
No. I'll tell you this. When I see Timothy Chalamet in stuff, I go, this is the kid that was dying to sit at my lunch table.
Yeah.
This is
a lot of people, though, at. A lot of people that are famous would be have been dying to sit at your lunch table.
This is the kid that like is doing too much for the group project.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh God,
these kids love you.
Oh, I can't with Timothée Chalamet. He gives me the ick.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
He just gives me the oof.
Yeah.
And oh God, and he was the theater boy.
People that wanted to sit at Sebastian's lunch table give him the ick.
Because he wants it too bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's just a desperation. And some people might say I have a desperation.
I don't think so. Not in that
I
way.
I really don't give a shit.
No, I don't think you have. Maybe if anything, the opposite.
Yeah, I've been told that
you care too less.
I mean, someone killed me years ago.
That's it.
One year, the new year killed me.
That's it.
And now I've been this monster ever since. You know, you just learn. Feelings hurt. Get rid of feelings, no hurt. I cried the other day.
Okay. You cry a lot. So you didn't get rid of feelings.
Shut up.
Maybe outwardly, I don't know.
I cried the other day because I felt happy. That was the first time I felt happy in a while. And then I clocked I haven't felt happy in a while. And then I got sad and then I started crying.
All right. That's growth, I think. What were you happy about? Can you bring it up?
No, I don't even remember.
But you did feel happy.
Yeah, I don't even remember. I got lost in a moment and I felt good.
That's great.
I got lost in a moment. I was like alone. To be happy alone is rare for me.
Okay. In the apartment?
Yeah, in the apartment.
Oh, that is great.
I was happy alone. You found some happiness. I found a moment of happiness. I got so happy that I clocked. Oh, wow. Because you don't clock when you're happy. But I clock. I go, wow, what is this?
That is good.
I'm happy. And then I got sad because I'm like, oh, I don't feel this. And I started crying.
I think it's good that you clocked it.
And then when I started crying, I said, clock this feeling for your next big role so then you can bring it to that.
Also, how often are you going to have to cry?
Nothing makes me angrier than an actor when you see them feeling a feeling in real life. I'm around so many actors. You see them feeling a feeling in real life and you go, oh, they're leaning into this feeling so they could clock it, so they could revisit it when they're doing a role. They're like, oh, I feel this feeling. Let me feel it harder.
Yes, I've experienced this as well, and it is painful.
No, me, I just fight the feelings. I am the Dark Knight. And the Joker's who you see.
You're the Dark Knight.
Fighting myself.
And people see the Joker. So you're both the Dark Knight and the Joker.
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. High.
Yeah.
Mr. Hey.
No, that's annoying with actors. Even, this is a wild statement, but even some comedian, I don't know, the people that feel they need to punch up everything all the time too is exhausting to me also.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not like that.
Not at all. Oh. You're more effortlessly funny. Or I don't have an issue when you do it, to be honest, because I think you're funny. If you can do good jokes or like really sell it,
you know who else?
But like mid-level jokes, I'm tired of laughing at mid jokes. And a lot of people, maybe I've just adjusted to hang out with you a lot.
Well, also there's this idea. This like, I know people say they love dad jokes, right?
Yes.
But that's what it is. It's like people that like are just doing like corny jokes. But I guess that's people having a good time.
Sometimes it's fun.
Sometimes that's,
I just can't fake laugh at it.
You don't have to.
I know, but it's rude.
No,
I've been into a few situations where people have been like, you didn't think any of that was funny? Well, are you okay? And I'm like, no, I don't know. What am I supposed to do? And then I don't fake laugh.
Who said this to you?
People have brought it to my attention.
So then make
noises. Not fake laughing.
Go, oh!
Yeah. And I think they can be like, what, are you not having a good time? Or what's the matter? Are you miserable? I'm like, no, I just didn't think it was that funny.
This is what I do, Robbie, in those situations.
What?
Someone makes a joke. It's
mid,
like,
real mid.
And I go, oh, there he is.
Yes, that is what you do.
It's great.
I know. I could do a little, I'm just really bad at being, like, faking it, I think. And it's pretty obvious. You see
gotta,
me.
You got to drop a, there he is. Oh, we
yes,
knew it.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now we're playing.
And now we're playing?
Just throw something down.
Yeah, I got to be a little more fake.
I remember I like, yeah, people have fun. People want to feel funny.
No, I know. I do. I try. If I think it's at all funny, I'll go, that's funny. Because even if I can't get a laugh out,
that's
I'll say that's funny. I'm like, oh, that's funny.
That's offensive. You might as well just go, oh.
Oh, don't say that's funny?
No. Yeah,
is it condescending?
A little bit.
Yeah.
That's like you looking at art and go, interesting.
I get it.
What the fuck are you saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The fuck are you saying?
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, I got to be a little more.
Nothing's better than heartfelt. Someone's meaning it.
Yes.
So I'm not lying when I'm saying, oh, there he is.
No, I know.
So you just need to manipulate.
Now we're playing. You need to create. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're saying true things.
I'm just saying true things.
With the energy.
Just say true things.
Yes. So, I try to do that.
Just literally be like, jokes.
Yes.
Up. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Just say anything that's true.
Yeah. I'll do a yeah, yeah. But that also, I think, is rude. I might have to get rid of the yeah, yeahs.
Yeah, get rid of the yeah, yeahs.
Because it's like, let's keep it going. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, if somebody's telling me a story, I'll just hit him with some yeah, yeahs.
Yeah, that's rude, man.
It is rude. I need to fix that.
Enjoy a story.
I know. Sometimes people are bad at telling stories.
But then make them better, Robin.
How? What do I do?
You ask them questions.
I do ask questions.
Ready? Go, go.
But sometimes asking questions is
bad. Tell me a bad story. I'll tell you how to do it right now.
I went to Costco the other day.
Oh, Costco. Uh-oh.
And I'm in Costco, and would you believe there's no Skippy? They ran out of Skippy.
You're a Skippy man, not a Peter Pan?
No, I like Skippy.
You like
I'm
Skippy?
A more, yeah, I usually get Skippy. There's Jif and Peter Pan.
Jif's Peter Pan, Skippy. But now everyone goes natural.
Everybody does go natural.
Right? What's the deal with natural?
I can't deal with these freaking liberals. They're natural peanut butter.
Now
you gotta steer away from that. Sometimes you gotta steer away. You gotta really toe a line with a lot of like storytelling and just energy. So a bad story that
Robbie's
you're afraid will go.
When Robbie talks about like having trouble combos, you would think that all he does is hang out at January 6th.
Yeah. No.
You're only concerned
not always that
people are gonna go into that sort of talk.
Yeah, it happens.
No one ever brings anything up to me.
Really? No, this is me more like over the holidays that I'm trying to avoid political conversations.
Okay.
But in general, I'm just hearing bad stories.
I'm officially a guy that makes speeches at holidays.
You are.
That's it.
You're giving a speech.
I'm giving a speech every holiday.
Okay. That's your family.
It. Yeah.
That's nice.
My dad.
That takes work.
My dad asked me this thing. He goes. He's like talking to me. He goes, what traditions do you think you're going to continue on with what we do? First off, what a beautiful question to ask, you know?
That's nice.
Like my dad. Able
he's thinking about his legacy.
He's thinking about his legacy. He goes, what? And I go, I don't know. This, that. Like I'm joking around a little bit with him. And then I thought about it more and I was like, oh, my dad always says a nice thing. And they kind of no one else does it.
A nice thing about each person or in general?
In general, about like
about the state of
the
family.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
stuff
nice.
Like that. Someone needs to say it.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to hold on to.
I think that's great.
Like I'll try to do some food stuff. I'll try to do like some tree stuff. But like what I'm going to hold on to is taking over that like, so let's say something nice.
That's great.
So after my dad says something, I go like this. I go, anyone else want to say anything? And everyone goes, no. I'll go. Well, I want to say something.
Oh, did you do that this year?
Yeah.
How'd it go? Well.
Great. What are you talking
tears
about?
Tears or laughs or both?
Just something light. Not
too light. Not too heavy.
This was my first year approaching the subject.
Okay.
And it wasn't even on Christmas. It was after Christmas.
Nice. And what was your dad saying? Good job, Sebastian.
No, nothing. I'm just thinking about like what's nice because I think for him he thinks like. Oh, the food's nice, or that this, like, putting the gifts like this is nice. But for me, looking at it, that's nice, is him giving the speech talking about that.
Absolutely.
Because you need someone in the family that's able to speak openly.
That is important.
And if it's not me, then who the fuck is it in my family?
Yes, yes.
It has to be me.
And, well, your dad, obviously.
Yes, but, yeah, I mean.
Yeah. It'll be you.
It has to be me.
Yeah, you're very thoughtful. You're good with words. You're a good communicator.
So that's
you could get it in the tightest possible form. You're not going to carry on. Yeah. No, I know, but you do a good job.
Yeah, so
you know when you've talked too much.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah, it would definitely be you.
I think it's important. So that was like one thing I was like, oh yeah, that's something I want to do, because it's nice to be heartfelt.
Absolutely. I like to be heartfelt.
There's, I almost got a booger in my mouth. Did you see that?
No.
I was at a risk for a booger in the mouth.
YouTube would have loved that.
I almost risked a booger in the mouth.
Slow-mo on the replay.
The tongue came out.
Talking. The tongue hitting the tongue at the same came time. Out. That would have been wild.
The tongue came out. I almost got a booger in the mouth.
Yeah.
Did you see?
No, no, no.
I almost got a booger in the mouth mid-ep.
Yeah, that would have been wild.
Have you ever, like, been like, what's that? And then, like, licked your lip and realized it was a booger?
Not unless it gets wet.
It was, dry.
Yeah, no, not a dry. Falling from the nose into the tongue. No,
you've sucked boogers from the nose?
No, it's just like when you like sneeze crazy and it's all over your face, it gets in your mouth a little bit. But this is different.
This is the most, like, I got secondhand high story that I've ever told, that you've ever said. But, like, when you sneeze it, you know, you got to breathe while you sneeze, so your mouth just falls open. You can't cop to it?
No, you know what I mean. When it's wet, I don't want to talk about this.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean, it was just something in the moment that happened with the booger. I just want to be truthful.
Okay.
I want to know that the people, I'm honest. We're talking about being beautiful and open and honest with each other, right?
Yes, so
I
felt like yes.
This, as you can see, it clearly is my responsibility in the family to give speeches based on that booger talk. I'll tell you something that I do love.
What do you love?
I think this is something that's pretty exclusive to like men. I've never seen two women do it to each other. But something that I love that men do to each other is if you have an interaction in public and you might not know the person and it felt like it was a nice interaction, rather than a man like shaking your hands or giving you a hug, they do this beautiful thing where they put their hand on their chest and they pound it twice.
You do this a lot.
I do.
This is one of your biggest moves.
It's but people do it to me.
They do it to you? I've seen you do it more than anyone in my life.
I think it's actually one of the most beautiful things ever.
It's Staten Island.
It's saying
I'm
showing you love.
Yes.
I think it's the equivalent of a male hug. Is placing your hand on your heart, being like, I love you, but I still believe in the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
I think that
this is the most that you'll give, but it's a lot more if you know the person.
I think it's very powerful.
Yes.
I think that it's better than a high five, better than a half hug, is that placing your hand on your chest, being like, I only got love for you.
Yes.
It makes me feel like I'm about to go into war.
Really? It makes me feel soft. If you do it to like a friend or even a girl that you like, or like somebody you're like.
A girl you like.
You've never done that? I like you so much. I don't know.
That's nice.
Yeah. You're
well, the moment you
I have so much love for you. Like, to me, it's like I have so much love that I got to keep it in. That's how I feel when I'm doing it. I'm not doing the double pound, though.
I think
you do the double pound.
I go. Like, yeah, for me,
I gotta keep this love in.
Yours looks like anxiety.
Everything I do looks like anxiety.
I mean, you're holding your own. You're doing a full body gyration with two hands. For me, it's like I don't know how to tell you this, brother.
Yes.
But I'm with you. We are one.
That is the message.
It's like in high school, I used to be obsessed with doing this certain handshake.
Okay.
Which it wasn't you shake hands, but you grab each other's wrists.
That's it.
Here, grab my wrist.
That was it? And you do that with everybody?
I would do it with a ton of people.
Okay.
There was a couple people I used to shout out. I go, Heracles!
Heracles? Not Hercules?
No, we would do like actual Greek names.
Okay.
And we'd grab each other's forearms.
Oh, like wow. That. You had a whole Roman Empire cosplay.
I was obsessed.
Yeah.
Still am. But I think the touching of the heart is the equivalent of men that don't know each other hugging.
Yes.
Because you'll see two women meet in public, and they'll have a heart-to-heart, and then they'll hug, and they'll say, okay.
It was so nice to meet you.
It was so nice to meet you.
Yeah, guys will do this.
That's the equivalent of, like, that's how you know you had a good interaction with someone.
Absolutely.
Is them placing their hand on their heart. We will never physically touch each other.
No.
Because that's too scary. That's scary. And what we do is that we actually hide our hearts and we do something masculine. But that masculine thing is beautiful.
Yeah.
So that's,
I do like it.
I'm going into 2020 pounding my chest. But not out of anger, out of love.
I think it is 2020. Nice. 2022. It's 2024. 2 years behind.
It's a 2020.
Oh, you said 2020? Yeah. Oh, I thought you said 2022.
I'm going into 2024. Showing love.
I love that.
Yeah. I've been thinking about that a lot. Because the guy at the grocery store did to me.
And you felt some type of way?
I felt beautiful. But I mean, he probably did that because I had to I had to put an item back. he probably goes, he probably was worried.
No, that's sweet of him. I'm sure it was a kind gesture.
I had to put an item back. I've told you this.
What?
I was getting groceries and I got like this, like, almond butter.
Oh, it was $40.
$27.
Still too much.
$27.
Almond butter, I don't know what that... How is it $27?
It was made with real almonds?
Yeah, but still. That's crazy. And they're in tiny containers. This big.
And I was like, hey, I just can't do this, man.
Yeah.
And then he hit me with the heart.
He gets it. He's not buying that $27 fucking almond butter.
No, he's not.
He realized you guys were the same people. A lot of people in that store, they go in there, they buy the $27 almond butter.
Yeah. I wonder, do you, like, you know how you get discounts at, like, retail stores? Do they get discounts at supermarkets if they work there?
I hope so, but I doubt much.
I really hope so.
Yeah. No more than 5 or 10% if I had to guess.
Damn.
Yeah.
You really hope that they get a discount.
Always hope that the places are doing more for the workers.
Just because, like, then it really does make it worth it to work at a grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
And for, like, for if you have a family?
Yes.
It's like... Like it's
yeah,
like,
if they give a significant discount.
If you're getting 33% off, 50% off.
Do we think that happens or no?
I hope so. I mean, I don't even know if I want to know because if it doesn't, then I'm sad.
You may also receive employee discounts, whoever this depends. Whole Foods gives a pretty high 20% membership, 20% off. Yeah, that's pretty good, 20% off. But still, yeah, not great.
Not great. I mean, but you are spending hundreds of dollars on groceries. Yeah. So that makes me feel better for them. That makes me feel, because you know, it's sometimes like a benefit. Like you work at the gym, you go, it's a benefit because I get the free gym membership,
which is definitely a benefit. And there's a lot of people that work there just for the membership.
And there used to be a thing with Nike people that they banned people working one shift a week at Nike, because everyone just wanted a discount
and get early access.
It was like, it was a whole thing.
To Jordans, yeah.
Yeah, everyone, you were not allowed to work one day a week at Foot Locker or Nike or any of those stores.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm all about perks. Because there are jobs with perks, and it's like, if I'm going to have to work a job, it's like, let me think about all the perks.
Yeah.
Like back in the day, if I was going to quit, I've always fantasized about quitting JP Morgan. But I was like, I'll work at Suit Supply and get all these suits. And then I'll work somewhere else and get a bunch of... You could just go work from place to place in Soho and just like kind of upgrade yourself for a year and get really expensive clothes. And you can make decent money at some of those stores if you have a personality. Because you're just kind of like a car salesman for these stores that are $500 hoodies. You could sell. And if you could sell stuff in the store, somebody comes in, they got a lot of money. You're juicing them up. And, yeah, you can make some money. I was like, I'll do that maybe. I would just fantasize about having different jobs and be like, all right, I need to work on the perks and then make enough money to live and then offset to get me back where I was.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because you couldn't live perk to perk.
A little bit.
I was doing that back in 2007, living perk to perk.
At what? Perk to perk.
2008, I was living perk to perk life.
Different perk to perk.
Different perk to perk, but I was about that life.
Yeah, you were about the perk life. Perk life.
It's beautiful. So are there any intentions or things that you want to say about our first episode back?
I'm going to do a show. I have a show.
That's nice.
I did Maddie's podcast, Emotionally Online, and I read some love notes from... I found 500 love notes. At my parents' house?
500.
At least.
500.
Maybe. All right, in the hundreds of love notes.
500 love notes.
And if you want to hear me read a few. I read them on Maddie's podcast, Emotionally Online.
Can I tell you this?
What?
I want to hear love notes that you wrote.
I know. That's what I need to figure out.
I don't want
to
hear what they wrote about you. Because that's the same bullshit that
you're right.
Look how they, you're much right. they loved me.
I know. You're right. I need to find the some that I wrote.
I need
to find more that I wrote.
Because then we get to laugh at you.
I know. That's what I need to figure out.
I don't well, wanna, the I'm show is going to be called at a girl.
I know.
And
that's
she likes
the issue
you.
About the whole situation. But the show is called Love is Embarrassing. So I need to figure out some embarrassing things I've done. But I just was reading. So I read a few of mine, and I read there's a few that was like, I would say a paragraph, she would say a paragraph, I would say a paragraph, she would say a paragraph. And even given, I was reading a bunch of the love notes, and the context, you could kind of tell what I was saying, and I was embarrassed by that. But I do think people do a lot of embarrassing things in the name of love, either like a crush or when they're in love or they're in a serious relationship or just the whole spectrum of what you do in the name of love is embarrassing. And I'm doing a show about that February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day.
Wow. V-Day.
V-Day. Love is embarrassing the day before Valentine's Day. So please come out to that. It's a small theater. It's $10 total with all fees included, which is nice.
There you go.
February 13th. I'm going to put the link in my bio. Yeah, please come out. Hopefully it sells out. Small theater. So it should be fun.
Nice.
Yeah. I've been back on my little improv wave. Which That's has great. Been nice. I've been enjoying learning again. Intentions for the year. Do that. Hopefully it goes well. Hopefully I can do more shows.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I like to perform.
Nice. That's amazing.
And I forgot. I just didn't do a lot of it last year.
Me, I have to perform.
You have to perform. Well, you like it. I mean, I don't know.
I've been losing the joy. I got to figure that out.
You do have to figure that out.
But come see me. I think, what do I have? I have a bunch of shows coming up. So check that out.
Every Sunday, Sebastian has a show.
Every Sunday, I'm in Boston. I'm in Philly. I'm going to North Carolina. I think I'm also, I forget where else. But I have a bunch of shows on the road coming up. And I'll be plugging them. So follow me on Instagram. beautiful. All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for being here with us now in 2024. As you all know, new year, new me.
Same freaking us. New year. Hopefully a slightly more intentional version of myself. February 13th. Please check out the link in my bio and come out to the show. Beautiful. It should be a good time.
All right, Robbie, hit the music.